Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 6, No Second Prances. Now, when I had to review, after reviewing the show the first time, it kind of gave me some mixed emotions, mixed feelings. It's like, huh? So, it's something that, you know, everybody does. I mean, a lot of people who do analysis and stuff like that there, when they see it the first time, they turn around and they give their first impressions of it. Myself, I have to watch it maybe two or three times to get the logistics of it and sit there and say, oh, okay, now I know what's going on. So just before showtime, I decided, well, I'm going to review it again so I can take down some notes. And after watching it a second or a third time, it kind of dawned on me that this is actually a little bit better of a show than what I previously thought it would be. Okay. Now, in this episode, Starlight has to make a new friend to bring to a dinner party that is being thrown by Twilight for Princess Celestia, and she wanted Princess Celestia to know her student a little bit better. So the episode starts off with, and this is what really starts me going, huh? She's showing Starlight how to set up a dinner placement without using magic. Now, you gotta figure, Twilight, you know, she loves to use magic, and this is the first time I've seen her actually not really using magic, or at least, you know, trying to physically sit there and set the placement tables and stuff like that there. But Starlight, when she heard place the, you know, dinner placements, she didn't hear the without the use of magic, and she just brings everything out with magic and sets the table and almost hitting Twilight in the process. But anyway, Starlight asked Twilight why there was four placements if it was just going to be her, the princess, and, you know, Twilight. And Twilight goes, well, that's the interesting thing. You have to bring a new friend, which means, you know, you got to go out and you got to find another friend, make friends with them, get to know them in one day, and then bring them to the dinner party type of deal. And so anyway, you know, Starlight's kind of nervous about, you know, because she's only got a day to do it in. So she ends up getting a little help from the rest of the main six. Pinkie Pie tries to introduce her to Mrs. Cake for the first part. And Mrs. Cake
is actually making the cake, and Starlight asks to help. So instead of, you know, just doing a regular help, she uses magic to create a cake. And Mrs. Cake wasn't really too happy with it, especially after it falls on her head. But then again, Pinkie Pie, in true Pinkie Pie style, turns around and eats the cake and says, well, in her defense, it is a good cake. So it's like, I'm going, okay, that's typical Pinkie. Now, the next one that comes up, this is the part that I thought was the funniest. AJ tried to introduce her to Big Mac. Now, the first thing you're probably thinking is, oh, gee, here we go. Here's the shipping right here. Now, and you know how quiet Big Mac is. She's looking for someone who will talk to her, be friends with her, not just sit there and be quiet. So she uses a magic spell to make Big Mac more talkative. And Big Mac is just freaking out because he's talking so much. And AJ is just giving her one of those mean looks. It's like, so Starlight goes, okay, I'll change him back. I'll change him back. You know, I mean, she's trying, but, you know, anyhow, eventually, you know, she runs into Rarity after that. And, of course, being Rarity, she goes, well, you just can't make new friends without having fashion. So she goes, let me make you a dress of some sort, you know. And Starlight goes, well, the dinner party's tonight. So Rarity goes, oh, well, in that case, why don't we just take a hat out of the recycling bin over there? And so she tries one on, and it's like she rips it on her horn and stuff like that there. And she goes, well, I don't really think fashion's going to help me make new friends. So then another good point in the program, she runs into Rainbow Dash, and Rainbow Dash sat there and told her, she goes, well, fashion has nothing to do with it. I can introduce you to some people that you can make pretty good friends with. So she goes, I'm going to introduce you to the Wonderbolts. And this is the funny part. She goes, what's a Wonderbolt? And I swear, Rainbow Dash's face just went, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? Where have you been at? Enslaving Equestria? You know, it's like, that was just too funny, too hilarious right there. So anyway, of course, she ends up running into Fluttershy, who decides, you know, well, why don't you make an animal friend? And Starlight goes, I don't think, I mean, they're furry and cute and everything, but I don't think they would work good at a dinner party. So that blew that idea. And so anyway, by this time, she's still hunting all around Ponyville looking to find a new friend, and it is stressing her out. And so anyway, she gets, she goes, that's it, I need to calm down. So she goes to the spa. And evidently in the spa, there's another pony there. And of course, just before she goes to the spa, we see Bulk Biceps, you know, I guess he's still in the masseuse at the spa. He was opening up the place. So she goes in for some relaxation, and she meets up with this other pony, who is also getting a facial and what have you, but she's got her back turned to us, so we really don't know who she is just yet. And they're talking back and forth, you know, the one that said, well, I'm just passing through Ponyville, you know, I didn't really make friends here anyway, and so I'm just passing through for right now, they don't trust me around here, and all this kind of goobity garbage. And Starlight goes, well, it's the same way here. So she starts making friends with this pony. Now we cut back to the scene where we're back at the castle, and Starlight comes running in. And for those of you who have seen the spoilers, she goes, Twilight, I just made a new friend. She's great. She's powerful. And, you know, Twilight's, you know, turning around saying, oh, she's great and powerful. And all of a sudden you hear, hello, princess. And, she, and you turn and it's Trixie. And it's like, when I first saw that scene, I mean, I've even seen the spoiler previews. I really try not to, but just the look on Trixie's face, you know, it's one of those I'm here for revenge type deals. Now, this was the first thing I thought. It was like, okay, now how are they going to make a friendship? Is it going to be like that Trixie's going to turn around and make friends with her just so she can go up against Twilight? Or so now I'm starting to get a little bit more interested. And Twilight, you know, pulls Trixie, you know, pulls Starlight off to the side, and she goes, why did you pick her, you know? So anyway, you know, Starlight says, I thought you wanted me to make a friend. Don't you trust me in making friends? And she goes, well, I do, but given your past, her past, you know, basically, to me, it sounded more like Twilight was afraid that since she hasn't talked to Trixie in a while, because if we remember the last time we seen Trixie, she kind of helped out Twilight and her magic, you know, even after being stripped of the Alicor amulet. Okay, never mind. I'll just, after having that necklace removed from her, I'm sorry. My tongue is stuck on my eye teeth every now and then. And so anyway, you all know the deal. Trixie's on her great and powerful apologetic tour, supposedly. But it's just the way she gave that look at Twilight is like, I'm here for revenge. So anyway, she goes ahead and goes off with, you know, Twilight kind of sits and says, okay, just be back in time for the dinner. So she's off helping Trixie. And in the meantime, they're talking, they're getting more and more buddy-buddy, and they kind of like start talking about their past a little bit. Well, actually, Trixie does. Starlight still didn't tell her how she tried to ruin everything, but Trixie's basically pissed off at Twilight because Twilight's always better than her, you know. And so anywho, Starlight has this magic trick, and before I get to the magic trick, Twilight still tries to kind of like interfere, tries to get her to, you know, she's following her around and everything else, and Starlight goes, maybe Trixie's right. You don't like to give second chances. You don't trust me, you know, and stuff like that there. So she takes off with Trixie, and so Trixie shows her area she's going to be doing her magic in, and she takes her to her, you know, little dressing room on wheels, and tells her that I'm going to be doing a magic trick. I have the name of it right here. I think, if I can pronounce it correctly, the Moonshot Manicore Mouth Shot. And she goes, it was a trick that was only done by one pony and one pony only, and that was a great Houdini. You know, now we're starting to get Houdini into this. Okay, I'm going to stop right here for a second, and I'm going to go ahead and do my station identification, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. Well, anyway, she's going to be doing this moonshot, manticore mouth shot trick. And she wanted, and she asked, well, actually, she said it was going to be kind of dangerous, so Starlight goes, well, maybe I can help. And Trixie gets ecstatic. But Trixie's performance is the same night as the dinner for with Princess Celestia. So anyway, she had to make a decision whether to go to the dinner or help Trixie out. So she decides to help Trixie out. Meanwhile, back at the castle, Granny's beating off the Indians, but no, that's a little something I, you know. Anyway, back at the castle, Twilight is going kind of nuts because Starlight's not there. And, of course, she really didn't want Trixie to be there, so she brought in three other people saying that they were friends of Starlight. And it was, I think she brought in Cranky, DJ Pawn 3, or Muffin is what they call her now. They don't call her Derpy anymore. They call her Muffin. But anyway, at this point in time, we're seeing Princess Celestia. She's getting a little bit, you know, bored, a little bit annoyed because they haven't started the dinner yet. And Twilight's going nuts. So anyway, and I'm starting to look at this, I'm going, okay, we've got a typical dinner date, but we also, dinner time, and we also got this typical Twilight turning around and starting to go a little nuts here as well. If any of you have ever seen Twilight go kind of nuts, yeah, it's a close to that. It's a milder kind of nuts. So she excuses herself from the table and says, well, I got to see how dinner's going, you know, and then she's off looking for Starlight. She finds Starlight with Trixie getting ready to do the performance. And then they exchange a few words. And Trixie pops up saying, well, she choose me over you. And she goes, finally, I've got one up on you. And that's when Starlight kind of like looked at her. She goes, you mean you only made friends with me to get back at Twilight? And she goes, well, no, that's not it. I mean, I enjoy you as a friend. I mean, I really appreciate you as a friend. Heck, having one up on Twilight is just a bonus. And Starlight didn't like that too well. So she goes, well, then if that's the way you feel, I'm just going to walk away and not be your assistant. So finally, you know, Starlight runs out, you know. Trixie and Twilight have a few words. And then Trixie decides, okay, now I'm going to do my performance. Now she's all saddened by the fact that Starlight left her hanging because she was supposed to help her with that, you know, trick. Gotta give me a cup of coffee. Had a long day today. But I'll tell you that about that at the end of the show. But anyway, during this, just before she has to do this trick, she's all down, depressed, you know, talking about the trick and the, you know, the pony that was supposed to help her. Then she jumps off the stage, gets inside of a cannon, and then she makes a little, you know, sort of like a wishful prayer type of deal, saying, Starlight, if you're out there and you forgive me, you know, please help me out, you know, stuff like that there. And up on the hilltop, Twilight's talking to Starlight, apologizing to her, saying that she shouldn't have interfered in her, you know, choice of friends, you know, it was wrong for her to do, and she goes, it's up to you if you want to be friends with her. I have no problem with that whatsoever. So finally, the cannon fires. Trixie lands into the Manticore's mouth, and he swallows her. Then, shortly after swallowing, the cabinet beside the Manticore opens up, and there's Trixie. And she's like, and she muttered some, you know, kind of incoherent words and fell over, you know, one of those type of deals. But actually, like I said, when I first saw this, it kind of, I sat there, I went, huh? But the only thing I didn't say huh on was the part about her using magic on Big Mac just to turn around and make him talk. So I thought that was funny as hell. That's one of the better parts of it. And but, you know, after I see it the second time, oh, and by the way, before I continue on, the end of the show came up with Cranky, DJ Pawn 3, and Muffin sitting there with the princess, and the ice sculptures half melted, and the princess is just bored out of her mind. Cranky turns around and kind of like looks at her and says, how do you get your hair to flow like that? You know? And final words, like, Princess going, ah. One of those type of deals. For those of you who don't really like Princess Celestia, this part alone should just turn around and get you to laugh, because it puts her into a situation where she's just bored out of her mind. But anyway, like I said before, when I saw it the first time around, I didn't quite grasp anything of it. But the second time around, basically, it was like, okay, I see where the messages are coming from. It's like Twilight sends Starlight out to get a friend. Starlight gets a friend, brings her back. Twilight doesn't like her friend because they had a bad history with each other. Twilight gets, you know, tries to meddle into her life, which Twilight usually does, but, you know, with other ponies as well. And, you know, everything comes out at the end where Twilight's apologizing for, you know, meddling and trying to, you know, get her to find some other pony she can be friends with besides Trixie, you know. But I could see where her main concern was, giving Trixie's pass with, you know, Starlight's past. Because I'll tell you, now, Trixie really wasn't that powerful in the first place. I mean, but I think what will help him, Starlight. I mean, Starlight is probably the most powerful, you know, more powerful than any of those two combined. I mean, it took Twilight, you know, talking with her just to get her to back down and become friends. She couldn't handle her on, you know, unicorn, you know, magic to magic, you know, because, you know, Starlight was just always one up on her. But, and the only thing that made Trixie powerful was the Alicorn amulet. And once she got rid of that, she really wasn't that powerful anymore. You know, so I wouldn't see where, you know, those two trying to gang up. I mean, one of them alone. I mean, Starlight alone could probably just overpower Twilight. But Trixie's more of an annoyance. But I see where Twilight was thinking about if Trixie were to try to take over again, but you starlight against her. That's where I failed to see it, and finally it's like, oh, okay. And so I see the point where Trixie is trying to, or has changed, and maybe we might be seeing more of her in the future instead of just an occasional character. We might see her again maybe next season, or maybe towards the end of the season. Who knows? All in all, it wasn't as good of a show as the last one. If I were giving this a ranking, when I first saw it, my first ranking was 7.5 at best. We're looking at about an 8.5 here. As far as ranking, somewhere I'll give it an 8.25 as far as ranking. It's gotten a little better. Still not, still in the 8.0 percentage. I don't think they're going to have too many shows that are going to be a little less than an 8.0. Who knows? But anyway, that's basically it in a nutshell. I enjoyed it. I mean, I really did, because sometimes it really does take me more than just one glance at the program to get me to fully, get everything out of it. I have to watch the show at least twice. So, but anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the program. Like I said, I'm kind of, out of it today. I went and seen the Veterans Administration. I went to see the VA doctor, and I've been having some problems lately with anger management issues, and they have diagnosed me with post-traumatic stress disorder. So basically the only thing that keeps me going, keeps me happy, is actually doing radio programs such as this, doing animated cartoons and doing voiceovers for them. And of course watching My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. But other than that, being at work, God, I'm surrounded by idiots. I can't wait to get home, get on a computer and watch some My Little Pony. It's the only thing that calms me down. But anyway, hopefully the next episode will be just as good, if not better. I want to thank each and every one of you for dropping by and listening to me. I'm here looking in the chat room. I don't see anybody here in the chat room, so hopefully you will listen to me on my podcast as soon as this is done recording. And I still got about 2 minutes left here. My correction, Pup just turned around and told me 90 seconds. but anyway, now one of the things I really don't do is I don't basically say what the production company is. TWOLF The Wolf's Den is a Lucky Pup Wolfpack production, and we do also animation and what have you. But anyway, since I've only got about 60 seconds left, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me. I hope you've had a pleasant weekend, and I hope you have a better week. And this is Timberwolf for The Wolf's Den and TWOLF The Wolf saying I will catch you all on the flip side. Until next time, have a good night.